Would that then be part and parcel of the suggestion that once he's a married man and father, that a greater conventionality would then reduce his reliance upon such devices?
Well, it's partly, isn't it, the ordinary progression from youth to maturity, middle age, and later life. One does begin as a young person full of amazing notions, including various rebellions, revolutionary ideas, quite original ideas, which are to change the world. And later one discovers that the world seems, on the whole, very much the same place, though enriched by it, in Schumann's case, to a very great extent. But he would have certainly seen that there was no longer the need for him to have such amazingly original and unusual notions. In the first place, it's true to say they would not be well received in the Germany of his time. And it may well be the case, as one has heard said, that his wife Clara was in many ways more Biedermeier, more bourgeois in her attitudes, and would have suggested to him that it was really time to settle down musically as well as domestically. But I think that I hear such remarks as calumnies against Clara, who seems to me, in many ways, the ideal musician, and really never opposed to invention or originality or on any kind of basic principle, but really speaking always from her musical heart and saying sincerely what she felt. And she was herself no mean composer, so it's hard for me to believe that she would have chided Schumann for originality. I think it's just the ordinary progression of a composer's development. In many ways, youth is the time for experimentation, and maturity is the time for retrenchment. And I think that Schumann, in that respect, as in so many, was typical of his age, and indeed of great art generally.